The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The worker who is paid to keep the sheep is different from the shepherd who owns them. So when the worker sees a wolf coming, he runs away and leaves the sheep alone. Then the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. The man runs away because he is only a paid worker. He does not really care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this flock here. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I give my life. I give my life so that I can take it back again. No one takes it away from me. I give my own life freely. I have the right to give my life, and I have the right to take it back. This is what my Father commanded me to do. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please do be seated, everyone. Now, in just a few moments, I'm going to need some volunteers because we're going to be acting out what we've just heard. So if you're feeling a bit sheepy or a bit wolfy or a bit shepherdy, if those are words, then I need your help, and I'm not going anywhere until I've got my gang together. But before we do that, we're going to learn a little bit of signing. At St. Peter's, we do a kind of signing called Makaton from time to time. Helps us to remember what we're doing and also to be communicating that with people who are reliant on communicating through Makaton and sign language. So let me just remind myself, and let's see if we can get up on the screen what we are learning today, which is this. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, helps us. So let's break that down. So Jesus, we touch our fingers to our palms, yeah. And this, the good, well, that's easy. Good Shepherd is that. So if you think about curly whiskers and then a shepherd's crook, I suppose, like that. There we go. It's a little bit strange, that one, but hopefully you remember that one. So the good shepherd helps us. Helps us. Should we try that again? Let's sign that again. Okay, so Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. Looking pretty confident, I like it. And we're learning about this because it's a great time of year to be thinking about sheep. And the Bible uses the language of sheep lots and lots. But it's not always easy being a shepherd. And sometimes you need a little bit of help, as my friend Sean the Sheep is about to show us. Don't always do what they're told, and even the best of shepherds sometimes need a little bit of help, as we saw there. So I need some volunteers, okay? So I need some sheep, I need some wolves, and I need a shepherd. So who are we going to get to come up and help us? If we get any, Sammy, do you want to come up? Are you going to be a wolf? Okay, you come and stand over here. Okay, so if you sort of stand just down there, that's the moment. Right, we need some more wolves. Yeah, do you want to come up to the front, guys? Arthur, you coming up as well? Come on. Ella, do you want to be a sheep or a wolf? Or a shepherd? You want to be a wolf. Got lots. We need some sheep to go with our... This isn't... Adults can get involved as well. Anyone else? There we go. Are you going to be a wolf or a sheep? Are you going to be a sheep? There we go. So if you stand up here, this is the little sheep pen as well. Any more sheep or wolves? Come, we've still got more. Yep, you're going to be a sheep, Grace? There we go. Kate, do you want to be a sheep as well? There we go. Kathy, are you going to be a sheep or a wolf? You'd be another sheep. We've got two more sheep and a wolf. You'd be a sheep. There we go. You're going to be a sheep or a wolf? You'd be a sheep. Do you want to stand up here? Excellent. One more wolf and a shepherd. Arthur, are you going to be the shepherd? Yeah. Excellent. Can you just hold that for the moment? Thank you. Right, so shepherd, you need a shepherd's frock or smock. go. That's it. Have that over you. And we need so that everyone knows that you are a good shepherd. We'll put that around you. And a shepherd's got to have a crook as well. There we go. You are the good shepherd. And this is your lovely flock of sheep as well. But you need to keep an eye out because we've got these wolves over here. So, right, let's make sure that you guys are doing sheep. So we've got our good shepherd here. We've got our sheep. Now, you're looking like sheep at the moment, but I think we need a bit more acting. So maybe a little bit of eating grass, a bit of chewing grass, a bit of bleating. Yeah, that's great. Okay, very convincing. I like it. Good. So we've now got our wolves over here. Wolves, what are you going to be doing? A bit of prowling, a bit of ferocious. Come on, you can be a bit more ferocious than that. A bit of roaring, perhaps. You're sounding like rather safe wolves at the moment. Come on, let's see a bit of getting your inner wolf. Come on, nice big rah, that's better. Excellent, wonderful. Silence, please. Thank you, everyone. Great. So, in our story, we heard about a good shepherd who was looking after his sheep. Now, good shepherd, you need to keep an eye out on these sheep. And if these wolves get too near, you need to go and scare them away, okay? So, sheep, action. Wolves, you might want to get a bit nearer to these sheep. So, good shepherd, protect your sheep. Scare off those wolves, yeah. Don't let them come near you. Don't let them come near you. Yeah, off you go. Yeah, excellent. Sheep, you're nice and safe. Well done. The good shepherd is doing a great job keeping these nasty wolves away, okay? So, wolves, you go over there. Right, now, excellent. Now, you've got an important journey to. Unfortunately, one of your sheep has got lost. So you just need to go off there and look for your sheep. But that's all right, because I've been online, and I've got a backup shepherd. He's not my normal shepherd, but here he is. I got him from Shepherds R Us, and he's my hired shepherd. But I don't know if he doesn't look too committed to the job of being a shepherd. So the sheep are over there, and keep the wolves away, okay? Okay, wolves. Yeah, did I mention that? Yeah, wolves. It's quite common. So if you can just keep. No! You've disappeared. Wait, no! This isn't meant to happen. Wait, stay away from my sheep. Oh, well, that was no good. He didn't last 5 seconds, did he? Do you know what? I think we need the good shepherd to come back in and protect your sheep from these horrible wolves. Right, yeah, get out of it, you wolves. Yeah, clear off. Right, well done. Okay, they've all done a brilliant job, so I think let's give them a round of applause. Well done. Thank you. There we go. And do head back to your seats. That's wonderful. Great. There we go. You can hold on to them if you like. So what did that help us to see, to remember? Well, it helps us to see that the shepherd loves his sheep and he won't let ferocious enemies get near them, even if it's a danger to himself. He's ready to defend his flock, even with his own life. And we saw what happened if the shepherd had to go away and if someone else who didn't care for the flock came and looked after them. They might be okay to begin with, but as soon as things got hard, well, he just ran and hid over there behind the pulpit, didn't he? I won't be using Shepherds R Us again. Hired hands run away once the trouble comes and the wolves start getting nearer. But the good shepherd returns, scares off the wolves, and looks after his sheep and won't let them get into danger. And that is because Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. Let's try that again. Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. And our Bible passage gives us 4 ways that Jesus, this good shepherd, helps us. Let's have a look at the first one on the screen. The first one is that Jesus, the good shepherd, he dies for the sheep. He dies for the sheep. John 10:11 says, the good shepherd, he gives his life for the sheep. Jesus is saying this before he would then go on to die on the cross and be raised again. He gives his life for the sheep. But why did Jesus need to die for his sheep? In Isaiah it says, we all like sheep, we've gone astray. Each of us has gone to his own way. So just like sheep, when the wolves come along, we run off, we try and hide, but we get into trouble. I learned recently the other day that if a sheep rolls onto its back, it's stuck. It will just, unless someone comes along and helps it, it will die. So if you see a sheep in the fields and it's upside down, please lift it back over because it can't get up by itself. Sheep need help. They get into trouble. They run off and get into trouble. But the good shepherd was ready to die for his sheep. And the biggest trouble that we get into is sin. Sin is disobeying God. And without Jesus' help, without a good shepherd's help, sin would mean that we wouldn't be able to be friends with God. We'd be separated with God forever. But the good news is Jesus, the good shepherd, he died to rescue us from sin. So that's the first thing. Jesus, the good shepherd, dies for us. So let's remember our action again. So Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. The second thing our Bible reading says is that Jesus, the good shepherd, he knows the sheep. He knows each one of them. It says in verse 14, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. There are some places in the world where shepherds still use a voice call to get their sheep. And you can go and try and make the same kind of noise, but they won't listen to you. It's a bit like in that video. They weren't paying any attention. They needed the sheepdog to get involved to help. And Jesus knows us. And we can know him. I wonder how well you think you know the person sat next to you. If you have a look at the person sat next to you, perhaps you think, oh, this is someone new, I've never met them before. Or perhaps think, oh, I know them, they're in my family, they're friends, or I've got to know them here at St. Peter's over the last few months. I wonder if you know what they had for breakfast. That would be a good thing. Do you know what they had for breakfast today? I wonder, do you know what makes them happy or sad? Do you know what makes them happy or sad? Well, if you're able to answer yes to all those things, there's a good chance that you know that person quite well. But Jesus knows us far better than we know those people. And Jesus knows them better than we know those people. In fact, Jesus knows us even better than we know ourselves. You might think that you know yourself, what makes you happy and sad and angry and mad. But Jesus knows you far more than you could ever know yourself. The good shepherd knows his sheep, and we can know him. He knows what we need today and each and every day, and he knows what we need forever. So let's remember our action. So Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. The third thing the Bible tells us is that Jesus, the good shepherd, he gets other sheep. What was he doing going away, leaving those sheep behind, you might think? Well, he says this, verse 16, I have other sheep that are not in this flock here, I must bring them also. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and those were people who out his sheep to tell other people about him so that we can help them to know him too. So let's remember our signing. So Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us. And lastly, we see from our Bible reading that Jesus, the good shepherd, he takes up his life again. He says this in verse 16, I give my life so that I can take it back again. Lots of people have given their life for things. They might have given their life for their country. They might have given their life for friends or for some other reason. But only Jesus can say, I can take it back again. Because he is God. And this is what Easter is all about. This is why we celebrate it. This is why we call Good Friday good, because it didn't finish with Jesus dying. On the Sunday, he rose again. Jesus was able to give his life and to take it back again. And Jesus the shepherd, he is alive. That's why he wasn't just a shepherd who lived a long time ago. He's still our shepherd today. He's my shepherd. He's Jan's shepherd. He's our shepherd for anyone who would follow him. That means that when we turn to him in repentance and faith, we can look forward to the day when he will make us alive with him forever in his kingdom. No more sickness, no more sadness, no more death. Fully alive with him forever. So what are we going to do then on this Good Shepherd Sunday? Well, three suggestions. Firstly, ask yourselves, are you one of Jesus' sheep? Do you consider him to be your good shepherd? Are you letting him lead you? Are you looking to him for safety and for help? Well, if you do, trust him, love him, and do what he says. Great examples of what we can be doing from that second reading from 1 John about how we can love one another. So are you one of Jesus' sheep? If you're not sure you're one of Jesus' sheep, well, keep on coming back to church. Keep on thinking about it. Maybe start reading the Bible. Maybe read John's gospel. Think about whether you are one of Jesus' sheep. Secondly, think about, is there somewhere in your life where you really need his help? Is there someone in your life where you really need his help? Maybe it's a physical thing. Maybe it's a mental thing that you're going through, you're struggling with, and perhaps no one knows about it. Well, first thing, reach out to Jesus. Pray. You can do that here at church. You can do it after the service. Be glad to pray with you. You can do it on your own. The important thing is that you are asking him for help. Be open, and perhaps you might see healing in a way that you've only ever dreamed of. And the third thing is, pray. Pray for yourself to trust this good shepherd, and pray that other people would let Jesus help them too. He wants to help them. He wants to help all of us. In fact, we're going to do a prayer activity in just a moment to help us to do that. But before we do that, let's just finish our signing again. Jesus, the good shepherd, helps us.